Kais, he drinks to get shikha.
Rashi, oyev shikras, he likes to get shikha drunk. Is aroyas kulan daimus alof kamesha. He'll go and do all type of erba, have znus with an isha, and he'll think he's doing the right thing. Vechadama kolanois neina bekoisoi. Somebody puts his eyes into his kaisim as he wants to become rich, is kolaylam kulay daimalov kamesha. He thinks as if everything else belongs to him. So Rashi, momen acherim daimalai heter. Once he has the tithe and he gets money, he automatically thinks that all the money belongs to him, and money that belongs to somebody else, it belongs to me also. He has a right to take it. He'll come to steal. Right, the Apostle of Mishle says, Dago b'leiv ish yashchenim. The person that has a lot of worries is yashchen will bring him low. It'll make him humble. Is Rabba Mivrabasi. Chadoma yashchenu midaitoi. Yashchenu midaitoi means he should forget about it, like, take it away from his mind. Forget about the worries. V'chadomar yashchenu v'yacherim. Talk it over with other people. And Rashi says, Shem yasu eitza. Maybe they'll give you good eitza. So if you have worries, talk over your worries with somebody else. Maybe he'll help you out. Right, the Pesuk Yeshayahu says, V'nochosh ofas lachmai. He says, snake, after his klolo, what does he eat? What's his bread? The dust. The dust is the nochosh food. That was his klolo. Ravami Brabasi, Khadomer, Afila Waiko called Madni Olam. Even if a snake goes to eat any good food in the world, Toyim Bem Tam Offer, all he tastes is just the taste of dirt. The Khadomer, Afila Waiko called Madni Olam, even if he has the best child in the world, Ein Daitum Yosheva Solov, Ad Sheyechel Offer, he doesn't feel good until he eats dust. That was his klola. The Nachash's klola was, all he needs is only dust. So interesting. So the famous question that Balaam Musol asked is, what was the klola then? What did Hashem gave the offer klola? Pufaket, he's the best guy in the world. He has none to worry about. No matter what, any food doesn't mean anything to him. All he needs is just dirt. And dirt, no matter where you go, you find dirt. So the Nachash doesn't have to worry about food now. He has food wherever he goes, he has food. And what was the klola? Faket, he's better off now. If he has to have good food, he has to work for it till you get it. But a klola, you can eat dust, that's the best thing. You don't have to worry about the panosim. So Balaam Musa always say the vote is that it's a tremendous bracha to realize we have to come on to Hashem. We realize food, we have to get food, we have to work to get the food. We have to come on that Hashem should give us the food. That's an inyo, we're close to Hashem. Mashenka, the worst thing is if Hashem throws you away from him. It's, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You take care of yourself, don't come on to me. That's the biggest klola. That's what Hashem told the Nachash. Go away from me, I'm not going to feed you anymore. Go take the dirt that's there already and just eat the dirt. That was the klola that Hashem threw away the Nachash from him. He doesn't have to come on to Hashem. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Bo v'rosh, like Kiminas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam. Hashem doesn't have the Midas like we have. Midas Basav Adam, a normal person does, is Maknas Des Chaveroi, if somebody chapters you, somebody gets you, somebody does something bad to you, is you want to take revenge on him, and you're a Dima L'chayiv, your mom is do everything you could to ruin that guy now. Rashi, L'chol Dover, Shuyachol Aknito L'asidai Hu Yerid. Anything you could take revenge and get angry at that guy and do something bad to him, you can want to do. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Ein Hakein. Kilo Les HaNachash. He gave the klol to the Nachash. The Nachash did something bad to Hashem. He told Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Is still, Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't so bad to him. Oilu Legag Mizneis of Imai. Like we just said, all Hashem said was, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You take care of yourself. As if to say, all the food is there, don't come on to me. But in a way, it's pretty good. Olu Legag, the snake goes on top of the Gag, was a nice of Imai. He has dust there, has dirt there. Yorud Lamat, he goes down to the ground, was a nice of Imai. Mamish is not so gefelich, it's not so gefelich. So you see, Hashem is not Yorud Imai Lechayev. Kilo less Canaan, because Baruch gave the clothes to Canaan. Still, what was the clothes? He'll be an Eved, he'll be a slave. Aba Oichel Masher Rabbi Oichel. A slave is not so gefelich. You have food, whatever your master eats, he has to give you teat. V'shoysa Masher Rabbi Shoysa, you drink the same drinks your master drinks. Killes Isha, he gave the klola to the Isha. V'nesvegin, hakol rotsan achreya. There's a taiva, men have taiva for an Isha. Everybody runs after the Isha. Killes Adama, because Baruch Hu was mekalel the Adama. Still hakol nizonin in emenu. Because even though Hashem gave a klola, it's not the pshat Hashem does everything he could to destroy it. He gave a klola good, but hakol bottom still gives produce. You still have food to eat from the Adama. Right, the Pesuk says in Bamidbar, Klai Yisrael said, Zacharnu Vesadoga. Alf Vaitu, it's also Hemshach from the Mon. We started off talking about the Mon. From the Mon, we learn out. that on Yom Kippur, the pshat from the pasuk of Tanelos Nashasechem means on din of not eat. So that's why now said we dash in Yonu about the mon. Zachanu et adoga. Asher noichel b'mitzrayim, we ate in Mitzrayim. Chinam, free. We ate fish in Mitzrayim, free. That's what the Yivim were complaining about. They remember the dog and they don't like the mon Hashem gave them now. They rather remember the fish they ate. It's Rav Shmuel. Chadoma dogim. It was mamish fish they ate in Mitzrayim. The chadoma no arroyis. That dogim goes in arroyis. That they had arroyis in Mitzrayim. Because before Man Torah, they had arroyis. And after Man Torah was also for them. Man the yom adogim nechsev noichel. Says noichel, they ate. Says mashme means mamish something to eat. It means like fish. Or man the yom arroyis. Nechsev chinam. What do you mean free? No, they had znus, free. Vashenken fish, the chuy has to pay for fish. Well, for the moment, man, the yom arroyis, that means they had arroyis, they had snus then, I hook siv noichel, it says they ate, and the Gemara, lishna mal yonoket, it must want to say a nice lashon. They didn't want to say they had snus, so they said they ate. They said that the post of the Mishlei, ochlo machte pi eats, and he wipes his body, it means he has tashmish, he has nus, but yom aloif al the oven, he says he didn't do anything wrong. So the lashon of snus also applies to achila. So the apostle says, the chanos of dog v'shenochem, Mitzrayim chinam, means that there they were able to have tashmish, that the arroyos were mutter then. They had a znus then. So the man, the yom adogim, it says they ate fish, I my chinam, what does it mean chinam? Who you have to pay for fish? And the Gemara, they have imaisil hi mehefker. No, the Mitzrayim brought fish to them, mehefker. What, or maybe not Mitzrayim, we'll soon see. The yom amar, kisho yisrael shoyev imayim. When the Yin went to fetch water, he's like Kodesh Baruch Hu mizamel hem b'teich ha-mayim dogim ketanim b'kadayim. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nest for them, Hashem gave them fish. That was called, that was the v'china mean, like mefkeir, like Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to them. So they remember the fish they ate then.
Weiter.
Pishleim l'man l'yom ha-dogim. That's what they eat in Mitzrayim, they're eating dogim. Aval arroyis le pritzi b'hu. But enechnami, arroyis they weren't doing. Chayis full of Mitzrayim were not porous in arroyis. Abizoy hainu duchsiv, that's what the Pesach says, shabach, about chayis full of Mitzrayim, gan no la choysi kala. That gan no means that all the choysi, all the besulois, were no. They didn't have tashmas, they didn't have znus. Elo leman di yoma, arroyis, mayim chosim. What does it mean to say that they didn't have znus? They did have znus, they did have arroyis. And the Gemara Mahanech the Asirin, Loi Pritzibu, it just means the things that are also to them, that they weren't porous. What does it mean also to them? Al Zehilchus B'nei Noyach, the Rashi says, Hanech the Asirin Oysen Shoyen Yaseros of B'nei Noyach. Because when the Eden were in Mitzrayim, they didn't have a shame B'nei Yisroel yet, it was Koy Deman Torah. They had a din like B'nei Noyach. We're going Hanech the Arminim Sanhedrin, Erva Shebezdin Shoyisro Mamisan Olehem, B'nei Noyach Muzer Olehem. Vein bochel al mesofus. Hey, what's also midi raisa? That's also to them also. But our kopon was nesaisif other arroyis later by man Torah. They were mutter to b'nei noach. So what was also to b'nei noach they didn't do in Mitzrayim. But there were other arroyis that are only also to Yisrael that they were doing in Mitzrayim. So bishleim l'man the yoma arroyis that they were noigad. They did do arroyis in Mitzrayim. Hainu dichsiv. That's what it says in the pasuk. Vayishma Moshe som boichel mespachosav. As after Kabbalah HaTorah, Moshe heard the way Klai Yisrael were crying. And when they were dashing, Al Iske Mishmachosov, Shenesru Lehem Lishkav Etzlam. They were crying because before Mitzrayim, they were having znus one another. And now they got the Torah, it came out as also to them, they started to cry that they can't live with that Isher anymore. Elo Laman the Yoma, Dogim, my Berchel Mishmachosov, but according to you, did you dash in this Pasuk means? They only ate mamish fish in Mitzrayim. But znus they were not doing. They stood away from all type of arroyis. Even in Mitzrayim, said Bezoi, why did they cry later after Man Torah? Why did they cry? There was nothing new to them. They were not the same Yisroel before also. At the moment, you have their answer in Echnami. Ho v'ho havoi. Both of them were there. Even though Idashin's dogim, he just says this posik means they ate fish. But he's also asking they weren't like they did arroyis there also. They were having znus with other noshim then also. Right, the Pesach says that the kshuim v'yesu avtichim, the cucumbers and the watermelons. Rabbi Ami Rabasi, chadoma toyim kol haminim tomo b'mon. The mon, anything you wanted to make a taste, tasted. Avetam chameshes haminim alolo lo tomu. But these five things that they complained about, they couldn't make a taste like. The mon never tasted like cucumbers like avtichim. the tomboy. The chadam one says no. Tam kol aminim tomom of a tamon mamoshim. Anything else you wanted it to taste like, it tasted and it felt like that also. Of a halalu, these five things that the pasuk says is tomom lemamoshim. They tasted it, but it didn't feel like it. The mamish didn't feel like it. Right, the pasuk says v'yamon tizera gadlovin. So mon was like a seed, a white seed of God, of a flax. Omer Abasi, Ogula was round to Gida, like the seed, Velovin Kamagolis, and it was white like a pearl. Tani Nami Hochi, God Shedoim Lazera Pishtin, it was like a seed, like the seed of a flax. Big Vulan in its stalk. Achira Moimrim, God means Shedoim Lehagoda, it's like you hear a story. Shemashechas Liba Shaladim Kamayim. When you hear a story, you want to keep on hearing more and more and more and more. Who would then, when they ate the mon, it was so good, it was mushroom, they wanted to eat more and more and more. Tan Yiddich, God, Shemagid Lem Yisrael, Eben Tishal Rishon, V'Eben Shibul Yachron. It told them, this son, we have a suffix, what happened? The mother was married to one husband, and then the husband died, and she got married to a second one. So we have a suffix, is she pregnant from her first husband, and this is a Ben Tesha Tishon from the first husband, or is she from this son from the second husband? So the mon told us. Why? Lachron. Yeah, because the father took mon for the whole mishpacha. So depending upon how many people in the mishpacha, that's how much mon he took. So Mele, if this father now took home with him, like, and he saw he only has five portions, and this kid is the sixth kid, so he knows this kid didn't belong to him. This kid was from the other husband. That's why he's not getting panosa for him. The kid, so the mon was nisim, that exactly how many people were in your family, that's how many oimers, how much measurement of the mon came to you. Right, the lovon, shemalbon of the same shay Yisrael. It made white, it was mechaper on them. Rashi says, mitoich shay doigim, shem lo yorag mon lamocher, hoi mishabdin libe lamochem. His lamish, the mon, they had to come on, they had before, there was no pas pasaloi. They didn't have today food for tomorrow. So every single day they had to have mamash betochen Hashem, that Hashem, please give us tomorrow also. So the mamash did tshuva, so it was mechaper on them. Tanya b'yesi yoymer, kishem shan novi yoyi magalam Yisrael, ma'ashe b'choyrin, ma'ashe b'chura ma'ashe b'slokin, what's inside the cracks of your house, kach hamon, magalam Yisrael, ma'ashe b'chura ma'ashe b'slokin. Kate said, how would that happen? Shnayim shebolof le Moshe, ledin. Zer roymer avod daigrafti. This one says, you stole this slave. No, you sold it to me. Tomorrow morning we'll see who really owns the slave. If you find that the mon, an extra portion of mon, came to the first Odin, the first master, you know the second one stole it and really belongs to the first one. But if you find the extra oimer is by the second one's house, you should not know, the slave now belongs to the second one. He sold it to him. And that's why he's getting the extra oimer. If they have a fight, the man says, she started up with me. She deserves to get the gift. No, who started up? He started up with me. Tomorrow in the morning we'll see the mishpat. We'll see where the man goes. Hey, Mustam, she goes to her father's house and he's home. If the extra in her portion goes to her husband's house, be a do as she saw her love, that it's her fault, and really she belongs. Yeah, daf ayin hey, we're holding. Daf ayin hey, amud aleph from the bottom. Come on. Came out with the mon that attested the Eden that have any fights. We not know who the son was. Whoever got the extra portion of mon that belonged to him. The pasuk says, "Uveridator hatal al hamachne laila," that the tal came down by nighttime. Yorad hamon olav. Then the mon came on top of the tal. Uchsiv. Another pasuk says, "Vayetzeom veloktu." The people had to go out to find it. So the first pasuk is mashma that the tal, the mon, came down by machne like right in front of your house. Right in front of your house was the mon. And the next pasuk says, Vayetzei. Now they had to go out to find the mon. Uchsiv, a third pasuk says, Shotu on veloktu. They had to go and look and to try and find it. It wasn't even close by. Shotu mashmi, had to go seek it. Hakeit said, how does it come out? The three different sukkim. Tzadikim yorad al pesach b'tayim. A tzaddik tank in the first posel came down right in front of your house. You opened up your front door, and right there in the morning was the man. Beninim, a middle person, is yotzu v'loktu. He had to go out, but he didn't have to go out too far. He went out a little bit, and right away he found the man. Rishoyim, though, in Russia, was shotu v'loktu. He had to go out and seek it and look for it. He didn't find it so easy. That's what happened to the Rishoyim. Ksiv, the posel says, lechem. One place it calls the man like lechem, like bread. Ksiv, ugois. Mashma like cake, not as good as bread. Oksiv v'tochnu. Another pasuk is mashma v'tochnu, you have to grind it. It's mamish like flour. It's not even bread, it's not even cookies. Tomorrow says, okay, said, tzadikim lechem. To a tzadik, the mon came down all finished. It was like a good piece of bread. Beninim, ugois, a middle person, not a tzadik, not a rosho, it was like a piece of cake. It wasn't as good as the bread, but a kopanim was baked already. Rishoyim, the Rishoyim, tochnu brechayim. They had to take it like it was like flour, wheat that had a mamas grind it, make it into flour, and then first bake it. Pasuk says, "Oy dochu b'madoicha." Rosh Mamash had to take it and grind it up. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, v'itaym Rav Yechom, Rav Chanina, melamed sheyored lehem liyisroel im hamon tachshitei noshim. That with the mon it came down also psalmim, like perfume came down with the mon. Dovish shenidach b'meducha, something that's chopped up in a chopper. That's what came down with the mon. Rashi says tachshite noshim b'psalmim, type of perfume. Shem doiches b'meducha. Or else psalm means things that grow that smell very good. So you have to grind it up to make it smell good. Or miskashtois b'hem lios reichen orav lebalayim. That it smelled good to the women, should smell good for the husbands. So that's what came down with the mon, this type of good perfumes, good smelling things. The pasuk says, "Uvishlu vaporu." They had to bake it. They had to cook it up. So Amar Rabbi Chama, "Malamed sheyored lehem liyisroel im hamon has with the mon it came down tzikei kederim." The Barashi says, "Tavlin came down with the mon spices letavshel oriv umvusam." To make the mon taste very good and to smell very good. So with the mon came down spices. Then the pasuk says, "V'hein meviyu elov oid nedava baboyka baboyka." That in the siyum they brought more nedavis in their pashas kisisom. They brought every morning more nedavis to the mishkan. My baboyka baboyka. What does it mean every morning? Om Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. Om Rabbi Yonison. Midavar sheyored lehem baboyka baboyka. They brought to the Melechas HaMishkan, they brought Nedavis, something that they received every morning. What was that? Melamed sheyordu lehem liYisrael, avonim toibos amagolius, im hamon. In the morning, when they received the mon, with it was pearls and good precious stones. So these precious stones that they got in the morning, that's what they gave to the Mishkan. V'hanesiyim heviyu esavni ashoyim. The Nesiyim, though, the Roshim of the Shvatim, they brought the Avni Shoyim. And this it says last. Tona, we learned in the Braisa, Nesiyim Mamish. And it means Mamish, Nesiyim means like the clouds. The clouds brought it down. V'chein Uweimer, Nesiyim V'ruach V'geshemayim. There were clouds and winds there, but there was no rain. So the Nesiyim means the winds, Mamish, brought the clouds, brought the Avnei Shoyim. Like this also came down by the mon every morning. The other Mephorosh learned, it came to the Nesiyim. There was the rush of the Shevet in front of his house. In the morning, he found the Avnei Shoyim. But it came down through the clouds. V'hoyah tamoy ketam l'shad hashomin. And it tasted like a l'shad hashomin. What does l'shad mean? So Amar Rabbi Yavua, ma shad zeh, tinek toyim bo kama tamim, sheikov loshen shodayim, from the breast of the mother. That just like when the tinek nurses from his mother, is toyimim, toyim bo kama tamim, the milk tastes very good, like a lot of different tamim. Is af hamon calls the man sheyisroloch lenoisoi moitzim bo kama tamim. Every time they ate the mon, it tasted very good. A lot of new tamim every time, a lot of different tastes. Ikad the army, some say no lishade mamish. Mamish like a shade, like a shadim. That mas shade zeh mesapel kama gavonim, just like a shade could change into a lot of different colors. Is af hamon misapel kamatamin? Who had in the mon also changed over with a lot of different colors. It looked very colorful. Va'yomer Moshe, b'seis Hashem lochem be'erev boser lechol v'lechem aboyka l'svoya. Pasuk says that Moshe told them, "Vayim Moshe, that Hashem is going to give you in the evening. He's going to give you meat, and you can eat it. And in the morning, you're going to have lechem, and from the lechem lesboya, you're going to be satisfied with the bread you eat in the morning." Is Tana Mishmet Rabbi Yishuv ben Kocha. Bosa sheshalush loikhoigin. When Chai Yisrael asked for the meat, they did not ask right. They shouldn't have asked for the meat. Is nitel lem shloikhoigin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them not at a good time. They first received it at night, because the time to eat meat is at night. So if you first get it at night, it's hard to prepare. Like you should have gotten it in the morning, because then you could have it prepared throughout the day and eat it by night. So they didn't receive it at the right time. You know why? Because they didn't ask for it the right way. My shenken.